Happy Tuesday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, and this is a test. We're trying something new here. Since I'm on my bike, I am going to stick my phone in my pocket. Hopefully, it's still recording. And I will get back on the bike and start my return trip. Back up the way I'm going. From where I came from, I have a routine. So we'll see if this is recording me. If it's not, just gonna pedal and pedal and pedal. One thing about bike riding, and it's not about speed, it's not about time or distance traveled. It's about pedals. How many times my leg goes up and down? That count. On this ride, I came up with 2,100 steps from my house to here, because I'm keeping it in the low, in the lowest gear, and I'm trying to get as many pedals as possible. That's like the goal. As many pedals as possible. But also, when I'm going downhill, I don't like to not have any pressure on my pedaling. Feels like cheating. So I'll slow down just to keep a little bit of pressure on my pedaling. Makes it a little bit easier too. If you're just pedaling and wheels just flying everywhere with no resistance. And then when I come back, going up a slight upgrade like I'm doing now, it's a nice little pressure on it. Get a nice little rhythm. A little bit of pedal tension. And get a good roll like I'm on now. Coming up. But anyway, so we're going to try to do it this way. See how this goes. See how much wind is coming on the microphone. How quiet it may or may not be. How you picking me up? Are you picking up the bike? As I prepare for an exciting week, a very exciting week. It started off with a holiday. Monday I was off. Yesterday, 3-day weekend. I indulged and relaxed. I feel good. I feel replenished, whatever that means. Rested. Went to Venice Beach yesterday. Got a $93 parking ticket. Yay, yay, yay. Instead of paying $15 to park, ended up with a $90 parking ticket. And as I was leaving, there were people like pulling up, getting ready, parking in the spots that were adjacent to me. I waved a ticket at them. Let them know I just got one. And they left. Do my part. But it was nice to be out in Venice, just to be out. Out and about. Out and about is always good. School's in. Down here by the Valley College. All the kids are in school. Cars everywhere. People. You know, the children are our future. We gotta teach them well and let them lead the way. Blah, 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 blah. You know how that goes. I'm sure you do. Hopefully this thing is recording. Yeah, I think I got 300 steps. I don't know if it's recording my voice. I'm just gonna let it play out. I ain't got time to worry about it. I'm just gonna let it play out. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. It's just the way you gotta let it go. Just gotta let it play out sometimes. and go hope for the best, something like that. Of course, you can always put in precautions and necessary checks and balances to ensure that, you know, you're at least kind of getting, you know, what you need, what you want. You don't have to be in the blind totally in life on all fours. When you're walking down the street, they compete. So today should be. So yesterday, the week started off, Venice Beach, day off. It was cool. Today's Tuesday. Should be a normal work day, which it won't be because I got things I got to do in preparation. I haven't packed anything yet. Got the suitcase in prime mode, whatever that means. What I meant to say was I got the suitcase staged, all open, sitting there like, feed me. Like, I'm open, I'm ready. Let's get this party started. Right now, I gotta loosen my pants under my belly. Whew. To let that, whatever that is, happen. Digest or whatever the heck. So, yeah, tomorrow, the big thing tomorrow is I got some stuff squeezed in the next few days. Tomorrow, I'm getting implants, getting like 4 screws put in my mouth that they're gonna mount the implants on tomorrow. No anesthesia. And then I'm gonna try to work afterwards. Depending on my condition, my boss said I might just be able to do chats and emails. So I gotta try to save the PTO. I gotta save my time off, my paid time off. So we're gonna try to, you know, do something along those lines. As far as working, getting some hours. If I could do 6, if I could do 6, 6 is the sweet spot, because you don't have to take lunch, and then you only use 1.5 hours of PTO. 6 is the sweet spot. So we'll see how that goes. We'll see how all that goes. How we gonna play it. How we gonna make it handle and do what it does. So, we'll see if I can save that. And then after that, the next day, I work. Then I get on the airplane, a red eye, fly to Baltimore. Yeah, I put a lot on this. It should be fun. We'll see. We a lot of working from home. Good stuff going on. Steeler games, parties, granddaughters, grandkids, family, food, ham salad, my sandwich bread from Sparkles. So we'll see how this thing is doing now. Yeah, come on, people. You're killing me here. I'm waiting on a light. Usually I can get by without having to be held up. You got me this time. Because I got it. There's a time constraint. I got up a little early. I got up like 8. I usually get up 9:15. But I had been waking up a little bit earlier. And I mean like maybe 9. So today I got up like 8:55. I think I was out by 9:15. Because the pathways I've been taking may take about 2 hours. But yesterday it took me about 2 hours, I guess. But I got like 11,000 steps. So that was good. I got 11,000 steps. It took me 2 hours. So, and I like to be home by 11. If I leave at 9, so that's that factor. But anyway, I ain't got anything to say. Life is good. Blah, blah, blah. It's hot. And it's amazing to me that Southern California just doesn't blow up. Because I know it is hot. And I know, if I'm saying it's hot, I know other people out there just flipping. Because I usually like the heat. But I know some people out there who can't take the heat at all. So even when it's not even really hot, they going through it. So I know everybody's sitting home with the air conditioner on. And you just get to the point. Even I got to the point where I was like, funk it. I don't care if the grid blows up. I don't care how much you charge me for electricity. I don't care what the penalty may be in the future for climate change, climate control, climate warming, global warming, whatever. You get to the point where you say, I don't care. Right now, for me to be comfortable, I'll commit to sacrificing everything just to have this moment. You get to that point. Is it realistic? Of course not. But is it fun? Of course. So we'll see how this thing is recording. What's this recording? How much wind is on it? What are we doing here? Will we have to put another wind guard or something on it? I could very possibly do that. But we'll see. And then we'll also see how the phone records. It seemed to be getting my steps, that's the most important thing, to record the steps. Let's just be realistic. Yeah, you definitely get bicycle butt seat. There's no doubt about that. It's a lot better with my new seat. Because my other seat, it got to the point where I couldn't ride no more. I had to go home. I was riding, had to stop, turn back, go back. I was like, I can't do this. I was in so much pain, I couldn't do it. So uncomfortable. Oh, so I went home, got on the Astral Glider, finished up my 10,000. Then I went and bought a seat. Went to Walmart, took the bike rack I got back. And they just happened to have a seat. Because I went to Target to get a bike rack. And they didn't have one for a Jeep Renegade. They didn't have one for a Jeep Renegade, but they had seats. And I went, oh, okay. But I didn't get one. Then I went to Walmart and got the bike rack, but it didn't fit the Jeep Renegade. So I took it back. But I got a better seat. And even though it's still a little bit of soreness, you know, you're not completely out of the soreness principle. There's definitely some soreness still. But it's not like it was before when it was pain. This is just a little bit of, okay, move over a little bit, adjust. Before it was like, oh God, I can't even sit down. You hit a bump, So we got a lot going on. Buccaneers ball, NFL. Pittsburgh Steelers play Cincinnati in Cincinnati. First game, they're the AFC champs. They're supposed to be the team. Possibly they could be the team to beat. But I think they got Buffalo up there. Buffalo, Kansas City as usual. But I like what we're doing. I like what our defense should be. I like our offensive line is the only thing that we're really concerned with. And it might be the most important part, but the other things are in place. We're gonna have a quarterback under center, which opens up a lot of the 946 is the time it says here at the Metro station. And I'm driving by. It is. Close to where I reside, Major Street here. So, just riding. Wonder if it's still recording. It probably is. Just riding, chilling. Doing what I do. Phone in my pocket, hopefully getting steps. Not much to say. Thinking about tomorrow. Don't stop thinking about tomorrow. Don't stop. It'll soon be here. You see, wonderful. It's all about getting that exercise. Woke up this morning, scale said 210. I went off. I mean, I got issues. There's some things I'm gonna have to work on. Definitely. There's definitely some things I'm gonna have to work on. One of which is my off day eating. Gotta work on that. It just feels too good to be entrenched inside myself in my apartment. Food, TV, and the comforts. You just slip into a walking coma. But I did make it out to Venice Beach yesterday. Even though I got a $100 parking ticket, it was good getting out. It was good getting out. Tomorrow I won't get my steps. At least I don't think. Because tomorrow's Wednesday. And Thursday I jump on the airplane. So Thursday, I might have to work a short day. I think my flight is at 10:56. I'm gonna get to the airport at 8:56, which would mean leaving just a little bit early. And I probably would even have to leave early if I could drive and leave my car. It's an 8:20. It would get me there about 9. I could probably make the 8:20 if I was to push it. Yeah, we gotta see. Maybe I'll start a little early. Only would need like a half hour. If I get off at 8, if I could leave at 7:30, that would be good enough. I'd catch the 8:20. 8:20 would get me there probably about 10 after 9. Which should give me enough time. So actually, if I was to really push it, I like to leave myself a lot of time. So I wouldn't want to, I'm not one to cut it. Like, ooh, you know. I like leaving myself an hour each way on either side. So we'll see how we're gonna work that tomorrow. Catch that red eye, and then going to work. Going to work in an office I never worked in. Gonna be about presentation. I'm gonna be on display. I'm gonna be representing. I'm gonna be just getting off an airplane. So I'll brush my teeth, do what I can. I'll have my computer. I'll have a car, so that'd be good. I have a car, so I can get to and fro and have a place to store, stage my stuff and parking. Yeah, we gotta figure out parking. All right, we gotta talk to Chris Anatole. Looks like I just said a name. probably get that taken care of. Yeah, when I'm riding and not holding a stick and not aware that I'm recording, I forget that I am. So there might be long pauses. I can go in there and take them out. It might even be a program to do that. Remove silent spaces. But I can put it in my audio software, take a look at it, and see certain things I can go in here, kind of take it out, you know, take out the some of the parts where I'm not talking, if it's necessary. You might want to have like a little break, you know, interlude where I'm not talking. And stuff, it might work for you, so I might leave that in there, huh? Ooh, what are you doing here? Are they shooting movies? Hollywood. Hollywood, California. That's where we're at. Not really, but kinda. Sorta. You could say that. Let me pick up the pace a little. Since I'm going uphill. And since I'm going uphill, you get a good pedal tension. You can like build up some mojo or some energy. Yeah. Pedal power. Got a nice little slope. Build up some muscle tension. Pedaling. This is where you earn your paycheck on these, as they say, whatever. Where the rubber meets the road, all that. Yesterday I did this. Came back. It appeared that I had lost 5 pounds. I'm not sure I believe that. Tomorrow I gotta eat breakfast. In the morning. Probably gotta get up about 8:15. Shower. Brush my teeth. eat, put something in my stomach. Hey, y'all don't see me. Beep, 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 beep. Yeah. I wonder if I wear my other headset, would I have some control on the voice recorder on the remote headset? No, because I'm going to hook this up. I'm going to hook it up so that I can record, but I see I have to use a separate phone since the phone has to be in my pocket. It ain't like I ain't got another phone to do it with, so won't be a problem. Like I can have a phone permanently mounted to the bike. Permanently is a strong word, but it's just meant to be, you know, more long-term mounted. I do like riding. I do like riding a bike. What the hell? ain't talking at all, huh? I forgot the damn thing was on. I forgot. I'm just out here. Out here doing what I do. Out here doing what I do. Ugh. At my other end of the route, I've made it. I'm sitting down. It's 10:09. I feel good. Looks good. So far. Is it recording though? 41 minutes, it seems like it was. Anyway, I should do an outro. Swinging on y'all two times. For me and Adams. Elementary particles. This and any universe. Hypothesis of all is one. A theory of universe. Any universe. In this or any. Blah, blah, blah. Is that it?